Good evening and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I am Eileen and the Heart Healer, and I welcome you to the show. Hopefully that music, our intro music, will not be an indication of our technology tonight. Our wonderful producer, Miss Daria, is off for the evening, so the technology is in my gentle hands. So let us pray to the technology gods that everything goes smoothly tonight, shall we? I'm asking you all to hold that intention with me, all right? Okay, so for those of you that call in from this point forward, there will be no one that will be able to welcome you onto the show before you actually are in the queue and receive your reading tonight. So for those of you that are new and haven't visited our show before, we gather here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern time to share some heart-centered wisdom through the Akashic Records and from my heart to yours to serve you in some way to promote a way of being in this human experience that ideally will empower you in this journey and give you tools to be able to hold a space in your relationship with yourself that feels good to you. These are incredibly chaotic times that we are all living through and in. And so I am called the Heart Healer. It is a nickname that was given to me largely because it is my soul's purpose for being here to teach conscious heart connection. Why is that important? Well, you know how that beautiful organ, your heart, is so vital for your existence? You can't live here in this body without it. Well, a conscious connection to the heart center, the energetic center, is equally as vital, for it determines how we are being in our relationship with ourselves and therefore our life experiences. And if you believe that who you're being is how you co-create your reality, then you will agree with me how vitally important a conscious connection to your heart is in your relationship with you first, right? And so it's a crazy time. And when we think about how does this stuff happen? How does it show up in our lives? Stuff that drives us crazy, that makes us not be able to sleep at night, that interferes with our relationships with other people, that just feels horrid sometimes, right? Well, what you want to take a look at is the language you're using, the emotions that you're feeling, the thoughts that you're having, because those three aspects of who you're being in your relationship with yourself dictate the actions, the choices that you make and the actions that follow. And choice is truly the most powerful tool that we have. And conscious choice is the best. But we can't really make conscious choices if we're not in the moment and we're not consciously connected to ourselves. We make knee-jerk choices that are part of our default way of being, and we wonder why the same things keep happening in our lives, why we keep attracting the same people, why it just doesn't feel good to be here all the time. So what I would invite you to take a look at is what we often will share when someone calls in with an issue, and that is that to take a look at who you're being. How are you speaking to yourself? How are you behaving with you? What are the thoughts that you're having and the beliefs that you are currently functioning within? Do they still serve you? Beliefs are changeable. Please keep that in mind. Beliefs are changeable. I always give the example to help explain why that's a true statement. You know, there was a time when we lived on this planet and we believed that the Earth was flat, right? We've all studied that in our geography classes when we were in elementary school. And lo and behold, brave sailors went out to sea and realized that they got to a certain point and they didn't fall off the edge of the Earth. Lo and behold, the Earth was not flat. And they came back and they were all excited to share about their adventures. And they let people know the world is not flat. It's actually round and you just keep going and there are more worlds and more different types of people and other land masses. And it's a big world out there. And yet there were people that could not accept that new belief and went to their graves still believing that the world was flat and all of the beliefs that went along with it. So beliefs are changeable. Universal truths are not. And so it takes a lot of courage, I think, for each of us to really take a very deep, loving look at who we're being. And what are the beliefs that we're currently functioning within? And do they still serve our highest good? Or is it time to adapt new beliefs? I promise you that if the beliefs that you're currently functioning within served you, you'd be a happy person the greatest percentage of the time. If you're struggling with different parts of your life, then there are beliefs that are functioning or at play there that need to be taken a look at and changed. And it will make all the difference in the world. Clearing out energetic patterns of old beliefs, old emotions, old language, old thought patterns make all the difference in the world in how we feel in these bodies. And if you embrace mind-body principles or metaphysics, then what that means is that anything that you manifest on the physical realm, any disease that you have in the body or challenges that you're experiencing physically, they are a combination of the emotions that you've been experiencing for God knows how long, the thoughts that you've been having over and over again, the words that you use, it's all connected. Everything is energy. And so it's all changeable, which is pretty powerful to know that. And so as you imagine what is going on in your life and how it feels in your skin, if you're struggling with that, then I'm going to invite you to really take a look at it and give yourself the opportunity to change how you are being. Give yourself that opportunity because it will make all the difference in the world. So I wanted to share with you before we take our first caller tonight, a couple of new things that are coming up this week. I do have a few offerings that I do have besides the show, and they are free offerings, so I wanted to kind of let you know what's coming up. So this Wednesday, we offer Wisdom Wednesday from my Facebook page called The Heart Healer. And you're welcome to go to Facebook and ask to or like that page, and you'll get notifications of when we do our Facebook Live. We're doing them about every other week. And so if there's conversations that you'd like to have, you can always post the questions that you have in the group, and we will include them in our Wisdom Wednesday Facebook Live broadcasts. We also do a heart conscious meditation at the end of each Facebook Live, which is quite lovely. Now, this weekend, for those of you that live in South Florida or want to get away from that cold weather, if you've got some points, you can get a last-minute flight. I will be speaking at one of the speakers at The Manifesting Event. For more information about that, you can go to themanifestingevent.com. This is a wonderful 2.5-day conference that's held once a year here in South Florida. This year it's being held at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center right near Stuart, Florida, in Martin County. And we have a whole wonderful group of speakers that will be talking about the process of manifesting, some of which is from the Science of Getting Rich principles. Some of it is from heart consciousness, which is part of my subject. And there's so many from marketing. If you have a business, from marketing to your story and writing your book, Miss Daria will be speaking. That's our producer, Daria Ann DiGiovanni. She will be speaking, I believe, on Friday, talking about how your book is your new business card and so many other things about publishing your book and how that can be a huge enhancement to your business or to create a business. And let me see what else. So that's this Friday, Saturday, and half of Sunday. We will be back here next Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Remember to call in at 6:45. It gets you in the queue, and you will be pretty much guaranteed that you will get reached during the show. Sometimes the show is an hour. Sometimes we extend a bit more than that. And if you are interested in working with me privately, if that resonates with you, we have a lot of different options for how you can schedule a session. You can go to my website at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com/store. And you'll see there's all different types of sessions there, everything from an Akashic Records reading for 15, 30, or 60 minutes, a medical intuitive reading, personalized new moon clearing process so that you can clear out all that energy, and I will assist you in languaging your intentions for the next lunar cycle so that you can really manifest more powerfully, a personalized essential oil assessment for those of you that live local. We do that with a special bioscan tool. For those of you that are not local, we do it intuitively. So that is a wonderful, if you like using essential oils to promote health and wellness in your body and in your environment to create a non-toxic home office or home and office or office environment, this is a wonderful gift you can give yourself. And for those of you that really want some ongoing support, I have a special monthly support package that you can consider that is very affordable. And it gets you me personally for about 30 minutes a month. And you can schedule that time when you need it. It's my joy. And we do record these sessions if you so desire. All righty then. Let me see if there's anything else that I wanted to share with you tonight before we go to our first reading. Let me just take a breath and connect in with my heart and see. So, chaos. Let me just take a couple of more minutes and talk about this, right? And for those of you that are calling in that I have not, if you're just calling in, Daria, and you've been on the show before, Daria is not with us tonight, so please be patient. I will get to you as quickly as I can, and although we do like to check in with everybody ahead of time and get your first name and where you're calling from, we won't be able to do that with everyone since the show has already started. But hang in there with me. We're going to get to our callers in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit about chaos, right? A lot of people are experiencing a lot of chaos in their lives, and this is something that can be very disturbing. It can be disruptive in our lives. And so what I want to say to you is this about chaos. Chaos is a normal part of the human journey. Chaos happens. It's, you know, that bumper sticker. I'm not going to say it on the air, but you know what I mean. Life happens. And the thing that's the most important to understand is that any chaos that comes up in our lives is related to two dynamics primarily. The first is who we're being, consciously or unconsciously, in our relationship with ourselves, with others, with source in our life experiences, because we co-create, as I mentioned before, with our thoughts, our language, the words we use, the emotions that we have, the choices that we make, the actions that follow. So the more conscious in the present moment, the more mindful, the more we are aware that we're creating chaos. And if we've been doing it unconsciously, that's okay. We get to shift it consciously. So we say that it's a co-creative process because part of it's who we're being, consciously or unconsciously, and part of it is that we are a part of the whole. And so it's a co-creative process because we are one with Mother Earth, and she is oftentimes responding to humanity as a collective and the chaos that we are all creating, right? And if she is in response to our chaos, needing to clear that, then it becomes somewhat of a, what can feel like a vicious cycle at times, because it's, she's responding to our chaotic behavior, our quote-unquote negativity, and needs to clear that. And so natural phenomenon occur, which is how she clears, which brings up more chaos for the human journey. And sometimes it gets to be a vicious cycle or an uncomfortable cycle, shall we say. The best way that I can invite all of us to consider being in these experiences is to, when we recognize by being more and more present in the moment that we are not comfortable in our skin, right? If we pay attention in that moment to the nuances of stuff going on in our lives, we think about, okay, so where have my thoughts been? What have I been saying? How have I been being? Have I been like knee-jerk, unconscious, and just kind of going with that default way of being? Or am I being conscious? And whatever it is, don't judge it. Just allow for it. Bless it. As I love to refer to Matt Kahn's book, Whatever Arises, love that. That's like the easiest and most loving way of being. Maybe not always so easy, but it is a very powerful way of being. We do not have a clue, all of us as human beings, how powerful that energy of love is. And so I invite you to do whatever it is that you feel resonates with you, that fosters your way of being, to include conscious heart connection as much as you can. It will raise your vibration. It will bring you into the moment. It will offer you a way of being that is so empowering, enlightening, easier, more joyful, you name it, right? So these are things that I'm inviting you to consider as you are moving through your life experiences, that they be more joyful, more easy. We can do that. It's up to us. We just have to make conscious choices. And the only way we make conscious choices is to be in the present moment the best that we can. So take a moment with me and just breathe into your heart center. That's that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest. Allow your breath to focus, breathing into and out of that center. Do it often. The more you live from this way of being, the more you are in alignment with your soul's purpose for being here, the easier your life unfolds. Thank you for that rant on chaos. All right. So I know that we've had a couple of additional people that I've seen on the dashboard here. We do not have Daria with us tonight if you are previous callers. So I will get to you as quickly as I can. But we will not be able to connect with you and ask you your name and where you're calling from tonight if we have not already done so. All right, so we're going to begin with our live readings now. For those of you that just called in, we do one question readings here if you've not joined us before, and your readings are information will be received through your Akashic records. I always set an intention before we begin the show that everyone's records are open and available in response to your questions tonight. So we do one question reading, so be thoughtful about what your question is for tonight. All right. So we're going to go to Lynn in California. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Hi, Eileen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm actually very grateful. It's not as freezing here as it's been the last couple of weeks. You know, we think of South Florida as being that beautiful, wonderful warm weather place, but we've had temperatures dipping down into the 30s the last couple of weeks.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's wild. So tell me how I can be of service to you tonight.
Eileen, my question is, what do you feel or see for love relationship for me this year, 2018?
Okay, you cut out a little bit, and so am I hearing you correctly that you wanted to know what I feel or see that has to do with you bringing in a love relationship in the coming year?
Yes, that's
excellent.
Right, this year,
all right.
2018, yes.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead and take a couple of nice breaths into your heart center for me, Lynn, so that I can connect with you a little bit easier. For any and all information about being in a beshert, as I like to call it, a love relationship in this coming year. So it really feels like there is a wonderful, and not just wonderful, but a significant relationship that feels like it's coming within the first 6 months of the year. June is a month that keeps popping into my head as being a significant month for you as it relates to question. And what I want to say to you about this is you've done a lot of work to open up a pathway for this person to come in. And there's a little bit more work that I would invite you to do. And what I would invite you to do, what it looks like to me is that there is, if you can imagine that we hold like our thought packages, our old issues, our baggage, so to speak, they show up to me sometimes as little suitcases. And what it shows, I know it's funny. The way it looked was like there's like a little suitcase in your heart center, and it needs to be opened up, and it needs to be cleaned out, and the suitcase closed up and put away in storage, right? There are a couple of issues that are your old stuff that you want to take a look at and do what clearing work you feel guided to do. I'm always happy to do clearing work with people, but I also recognize that we all have our favorite facilitators that we like to work with. And so if there's someone that you're used to working with, I would invite you to really focus on that energy pattern that represents whatever it is that you're holding on to in that little energetic suitcase in your heart center that is about love relationships. Now, that's not necessarily about romantic relationships. This issue is about your relationship to giving and receiving love. And and at the core, it's about you with you. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Because I think that we oftentimes will think, well, it must be about the old boyfriend or the old girlfriend, or maybe it's about the old friend. And really, that's just the mirror of what it is that's going on with us. And so I just want to make sure that I've languaged that so that when you do the work that you remember to that most important aspect.
I'm knowing right now exactly what you're talking. It's becoming clear. Let me put it out. As you're speaking it, it's becoming clear to me what it is. And yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
To work on. Okay. Absolutely.
Enjoy the process.
Yeah.
The beauty of this is that if you don't judge it and you actually enjoy the process, what happens is that it becomes almost like an opportunity to fall in love with who we are being in our relationship with ourselves and therefore our lives. And it's just so joyful. It can be anyway.
Mm. Awesome. Oh, my
all right.
Gosh. Thank you so much.
My
thank
absolute
you so much.
Joy. My absolute joy.
Blessings.
You have a wonderful rest
thank
of your
you.
Evening. Okay.
You as well. Thank you, Eileen. Blessings
you're
to
welcome,
you.
You're welcome, Lynn. You. Blessings,
bye-bye.
Honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. And Lynn, hang in there with us. If you'd like to listen to the show, you are welcome to do so. All right. We're going to go from California, as I jokingly say when Daria is producing with me, our bags are packed. And we're going to fly from California all the way to New Jersey to Rose.
Hi, Eileen.
All right, Rose, welcome to the show, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, there was a confidentiality breach with the company that I deal with, and I'm going to see an attorney about it, and I'm wondering, what are your feelings about it?
Tell me a little bit about that, because I'm not understanding what that language means.
A confidentiality breach about me wasn't supposed to be exposed, and it was, and I'm going to see an attorney, and I want to know what your feelings are about that.
Understood. Okay, thank you. All right, just breathe into your heart for me, Rose, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I can feel that this is very upsetting for you. Just take a couple of breaths and clear some of that out. Good. Because I want you to recognize that, as we mentioned earlier in our sharing, in our wisdom sharing, nothing happens in our lives that we're not a co-creative partner with. And so there's an opportunity for learning here that's important to recognize. Right. So if I ask what is it that I can share with you about this experience and what is the opportunity for learning? This is really pushing your trust issues or your trust button issues, and trust, it feels, has always been a challenge for you. Is that a valid statement?
No, I'm very trusting, and then every time I get burned, I'm like, you know, why didn't you learn?
That's what I mean, though. That's what I mean, that there is a need for discernment in how you trust. And really, this is always a mirror of who we're being in our relationship with ourselves. So where there is a breach in trust outside of ourselves, then we have to revert it back to who we're being with us. And so when we trust unconditionally, then there is no discernment. There needs to be discernment, because the human condition is not perfect. It is perfect,
well,
but it is imperfect.
This
right?
is a company. It's not a person. It's a company.
I hear you. But it represents an entity. Whether it's a person or a company, it's still a reflective process for who we're being with us. So one of the things that I'm going to invite you to take a peek at, and that is that before you started working for this company, was there a thought, conscious or not, maybe a feeling, that this was not the best choice for you?
No, because I never worked for this company.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I never worked for this company.
Okay. So tell me that I'm misunderstanding the question.
An investment I made, there was a breach of confidentiality,
mm-hmm.
and I have to see an attorney, and I want to know, you know, what you feel about it. It wasn't a person, and I didn't work for them.
I am hearing you. I am not hearing you. And what I'm saying to you is that underneath the covers of the whole thing, whether it's a person or a company, this is a trust issue that I'm just going to invite you to take a look at. How you want to do that is up to you. If I ask specifically whether it serves your highest good to go this attorney route and what the outcome will be, which is, I think, more of what you are asking, then my feeling about this is that there is more likely than not a favorable outcome that can come to you, but it is going to be a process, and it is not going to be a short-lived one. Does that make sense to you?
Sure, as long as it's a favorable outcome, yes.
It feels like it will be. I would be very conscious about the attorney that you choose, vet them well, and make sure that they have a lot of experience with this particular issue. But it feels like it will ultimately work out, but I do invite you to take the time to look at the underlying dynamic, okay?
Thank you, Eileen.
You're worthy and welcome, honey. Have a good rest of your evening, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate
it. All right.
Bye. Mm-hmm. All right. We thank Rose for calling in, and we're going to welcome Melvin from Georgia on the call.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Melvin. How are you, sweet man, and how can we be of service to you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Got a little back pain, but I just wanted to ask you about a friend of mine. I just want to know, we used to talk, but now we're not, and her name is Jalkyria, and I just want to know how she feels about me.
Okay. Can you spell that name for me so that I'm getting it clearly?
I think it's Jay Jalkyria. I think it's J-A-C-K.
Okay, got it. Close
yeah.
enough. Close enough. All right. So take a breath into your heart for me, Melvin. Yeah, go ahead and breathe into your heart center for me. And let's see what we can bring in for you regarding this lady. Jalkyria. So my sense of this is that there were words between the two of you and heart center. There's a hurt there that is unresolved, which is why there's been no communication. I want to say that it feels like that it was a really big misunderstanding and not truly an unkind or hurtful act that happened. But my sense of it is that if you are to connect with her again, it will take a great deal of effort. I have no idea if she's thinking of you or not. I can only tell you what's coming up for me as I connect in with the energy of it. And does this make sense to you, Melvin, what I'm sharing so far?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay. I can't advise you what to do. I can only say that if you wanted to open up that door again, boy, it'll be like moving a mountain. And I'm not sure that, short of an apology, that, and to just close the door for you, so that you're not holding the energy of it, that it's worth doing much more than that. But that obviously is your choice to make, right?
Okay. You're so right. And that's true.
Yeah. Does that make sense? I'm glad that makes sense for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just curious because I'm pretty much done with her. I don't know. It just has something to do maybe with a text or her friends telling her something about me. I don't know. But it's all good. It's all well.
I hear you. Whatever the case may be, it feels like you're complete with it. And I would just invite you to just give it love and let it go and move on. And move on. And take good care of you, right? Okay?
Oh, yeah. Definitely got to do that. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. I'm grateful to know that. Well, it's good to hear your voice, Melvin. Thank you so much for calling in. And you take good care, okay?
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sweet man. Blessings.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Melvin, for calling in. We always appreciate hearing your voice. All right. Okay. So we are now connecting to caller from area code 805. Would you be kind enough to tell us your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Eileen. It's Donna calling from California where the mudslides were.
Oh, goodness me.
Wow.
I'm sorry to hear that, Donna. Are you okay?
Yeah, a dear friend, she opened the door and all the mud came in and it suffocated her and took her. Yeah, so she's gone. And then my two sisters were staying in Montecito, and I told them to evacuate, and they didn't. And thank goodness the house was up high enough it didn't get it, but the houses next to them did. So they're not going to do that again.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah, scary.
Sending lots of love to that situation, for sure. How can we serve you tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been on money, maybe a part-time job coming in for me or windfall or something, because my money situation, I just don't have enough money for everything that I need to do.
Okay. All right, so Donna, go ahead and breathe into your heart center for me. And let's see what we can bring in for you that speaks about money and you manifesting more of it. So I want to say that do you have any money in investments? It feels like, because they're showing me the picture of a bank, it feels, and no, it's not about robbing a bank. It feels like if you had money that was invested, that there is a great potential for it to grow quickly. So if there is something that you hear about that is a short-term investment within the next, I want to say, 3 to 4 months, it feels like it would bring you some money in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, interesting. But other than that, you know, the general flow of money, I'm going to invite you to do that conscious awareness of how you speak about money and how you visualize about money. You know, I am a practitioner of the science of getting rich philosophy, and it resonates. The energetics of it so resonates with me. Are you familiar with that book?
No. What's it called? I'll get it.
It's called The Science of Getting Rich by Wattles.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Wattles. It actually was written in the 1920s.
Oh, okay.
But what's fascinating to me is the energetics of it. It's available. It's a small paperback. It's also available in digital form, as well as if you like to listen to books. I do the Amazon Audible, audible.com.
Oh.
I listen to it on that. It's a very simple process. However, it does require attention, as do all things that we are looking to create. So the more you focus on what you are in desire of creating or manifesting, the more the universe hears you, recognizes it, and brings it to you. But it has to be a consistent and conscious process. There's a wonderful video on my Facebook page. It's Eileen.Gottlieb, I think. And it was posted a week ago Monday.
Okay.
And it is a video that is Tasha Powell Chen talking about, who is a master science of getting rich coach.
Uh-huh.
And I love the story that she shares in that video, as well as she reads from her journal about how she wrote to create her life to be different. You might
awesome.
Find it inspiring. You might find it inspiring. So send me a Facebook
message. Okay.
It's not on my website. It's in Facebook.
Okay, so I just Facebook Eileen Gottlieb, and then you'll come up. Your Facebook?
I should, correct. And
okay.
if you
okay.
do a friend request. If you use a different name than your real name, send me a Facebook
no.
message. Tell me you called in tonight so that I will know that it's you, because I get a lot of friend requests and I don't respond to all of them. So do that for me,
okay.
and I will accept your friend request, and then you can have access to it. It's a
oh.
wonderful, wonderful video. I invite anyone that's looking to manifest that they listen to it, because the story is so empowering to know that you really can change circumstances in your life if you use certain tools to do it.
Oh,
okay.
Good. Sounds fabulous. Thank you. That's awesome.
All right. You are
thanks
very welcome, sweetie. Have a good rest of your night, and thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Donna. Blessings. All right, so our bags are packed, and I'm not sure where we're going, but we are going to area code 404. Can you share with us your first name and where you're calling from? Hello, you're live on the
Hello.
Show.
Hello, I'm Shanikia calling from Georgia.
Shanikia, is that it?
Yes.
All right, Shanikia, welcome to the show. How can we be of service to you tonight?
I wanted to know about a specific person.
Okay.
I wanted to know, will they contact me? Do you see them contacting me this year?
Will they contact you? Can you give me a first name?
Jonathan.
Okay. And is this someone you already have a relationship with, or you're hoping to have a relationship with?
Someone that I had a relationship with.
Okay.
Like 4 months
All right.
ago.
So,
mm-hmm.
4 months ago. Okay. So go ahead and, Shanikia, go ahead and breathe into your heart center for me.
Okay.
Let me just connect in with you, and let's see what we can bring in for you about Jonathan and this relationship with him. Give me just a second to tap in. So my sense of this gentleman and your relationship with him is one that I would walk away from and not pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the circumstances were for you not seeing him for the last 4 months, but I will tell you that the energy of this relationship does not feel that it serves you, and I would not mm-hmm. pursue it. There is something about him that says to me, the energy of him that says to me that he is not who he appears to be. And I would invite you to walk away from it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Just let it go. Think of it as just one of these experiences that life brings us and that we co-create and learn from it and let it go.
Got you. Thank
you. All right. You are worthy and welcome. You take good care of you, please, Shanikia, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Have a good rest of your night, all right?
You too. Lena.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We have one more caller in the queue, and that is someone calling from area code 46. Would you be kind enough to tell us your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Anne. I'm calling from NYC, New York.
From New York?
Yes.
Ah. And welcome to the show. Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
You.
How can we be
Thank
of service
you.
Tonight?
My question for you is regarding love. I have someone who has, well, I'm not with anyone at the moment, but there is someone who I feel there's going to be a reconnection because intuitively I kept feeling the person and I was like, wow, it's an
Anne, I'm gonna interrupt you a moment. I'm gonna increase
yes.
my volume a little bit, but can you speak
more
directly
you
into your phone and maybe up a little bit because I'm not catching all of it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
It's not the best connection, but we'll try our best. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So it's about love and it's about someone who was very dear to me and I past my first love, and just wanted to know if you felt any energy or what you pick up, and if we could share that.
And I'm sorry, honey, you're cutting out, and I'm not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, it's about love.
Okay.
About an old flame, my first love, and
And you're cutting out again.
Okay, what are you getting?
And you're cutting out again. I don't know why.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can. When you ask me that, I can. And then wherever you are, and then it keeps cutting back out. So I know that it's about love, and I know it's information that you want about someone, but I can't hear anything else. I am so sorry, sweetie. I will be happy if you want to hang up and call back in again, and let's see if we can get a better connection.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. I'll call back.
All right. We'll hang in here with you until you call back in because you are our last caller. So go ahead and call back in. Perfect. All right. And while we wait for Anne to call back in, we're just going to let's speak to the technology gods and hope that when she calls back in again, that we get a better connection so that we can offer her some wisdom tonight. All right. Crazy night. Hey, I'm grateful we managed to last almost an hour with good technology. That's not bad. I'm very grateful. Miss Daria will be very happy to hear that. And so what we know is that chaos can also create craziness with our technology. All right. And here is Anne again calling back in. All right. Hold on 1 second, Anne. Let me get you back in here. Oops. Anne, can you hear me okay now?
Yes. Loud and clear.
All right. If I can hear you now, go ahead and tell me. So this is about love, and it's someone that I think I heard you say you feel a connection to.
From my past, my first love.
Okay. And what about this person that was your first love? What do you want to know about it?
Is he coming back? Because I felt, intuitively, I felt like a pull recently, and I've been living my own life that was very interesting. So I was like, you know, what's going on with the love life in general?
Interesting. So now just repeat one part of that for me. I'm hearing you much better, but I didn't hear the part. You got an intuitive connection to him?
Yes.
And what was that intuitive connection? What did that bring up for you?
I felt good feelings, and I felt like he was trying to reach out, but kind of hesitant. That's what I picked up.
Well, technology being what it is, I got dropped that time. I am so sorry, Anne. Our show is still live. And there you are. Okay, we'll try this again. Hold on.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Anne again?
Yes.
Do you sometimes wonder if, in fact, this question should be asked or not asked?
Well, how about what's going on with my love life? I'll keep it like that.
I can do that. I can do that. And I heard you and I understood you. We'll work with that. Good Lord. All right.
I was like,
technology
okay.
Gods, at least they left the show live, you know. And I want to thank Donna, who was hanging in there also listening to the show. It was like she anchored the energy for it to stay on. All right. So just take a breath or two into your heart, Anne, for me. And let me just bring in everything and anything I can. All right. Just breathe into that beautiful heart center of yours. And we're just going to ask for any and all information that we can bring in for you that will help you to understand what love is for you in this 2018 energy. So I want to say to you, this is a year of a two, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a second year of a 9-year cycle. And a two is all about illumination. And so there's a lot of amazing enlightened energy for you that's coming in this year. And why that is connected to your question about love and what's coming in for you is because only relationships that bring your heart to a higher vibration of expansion in who you are being with you first are to be considered. Any other relationships, if they challenge your ability to be in your heart with yourself, if they challenge your ability to be a loving presence with yourself or with others, these are relationships that you want to walk away from and just surround them with love, but let go of them. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I just did that yesterday.
Excellent. Then you are following what you are to be doing in this year of the two. There's a lot of spiritual and intuitive expansion coming in for you. And so what I want to say to you about the first loves are unique in that they either open our hearts to expansive love experiences, or they shut them down, right? And mm-hmm. So this one certainly opened your heart to love for a period of time, but you want to take a look at what that progression or history was in that relationship, and it will tell you whether or not it's even something that you want to give any energy to at all. And I leave that up to you to determine. the energy of love from a spiritual perspective is expanding and growing by leaps and bounds for you. As it relates to romantic relationship, as I tap into that question for the year of 2018, I want to say that there's a lot of heartache that I'm feeling, and I don't feel like that there's a lot of wonderful relationship coming in, at least not for the first several months of the year. But next fall, given that you do the work that you need to do to keep moving through this stuff that's coming up for you, it feels like in the fall, I want to say September, end of September, middle of September, that there is someone significant that's going to pop in for you that's really going to expand your experience of the energy of love. Now, does that mean it's a romantic relationship? It may or may not be. So put your intuitive hats on and make sure that you are really paying attention with people that you allow to be close to you. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I certainly agree with you on that. There is a female friend of mine who I released out of my life many years ago. In 2013, I had to, because the person I was dating, someone at the time, she went behind my back, went looking for him. I always had a vibration about her, but it really became clear to me, and spirit really, like, almost screamed everything out to me, literally, and it was very interesting. But I asked her, she denied it, he denied it, and with technology, of course, now you can look up anyone on the internet and find out where they live or whatever, and I feel like she's tried that on different occasions with different people, not just with the men that I've dated in my past, but with others, but in particular to myself, in relation to me, she has done that out of spite, even though I was a really great friend. And I'm not tooting my horn, but I am telling you the honest, the God truth.
Right.
Her, but, I feel like she's been looking...
And unfortunately, a lot of what you're saying is getting kind of like warped, and I'm able to hear it all. I'm grateful that what I did share, you were able to hear, and that it made sense to you and it resonated with you. If it's a follow-up question that's a short one that I might be able to hear without it getting warped, I'll be happy to entertain that. Or do you feel that what you received is sufficient for tonight?
It's sufficient, but the reason why I brought up the former friend is because she has been integral in the destruction of my relationships that are love and friendships.
Interesting. Well, as they say, it is important that we, in this time, in this energy, we allow our hearts to guide us. Our hearts are the doorway to our knowing. What we know from ego and mind is very different than what we know, quote unquote, from our hearts. So I invite you to use that beautiful intuitive connection that you have, expand it in this wonderful energy in this year of illumination, of light, and allow it to bathe you and to really nurture you as you move through the next several months and open up some doors for love come the fall. It's going to be an interesting year for you. I would really just invite you to just kind of, I love Matt Kahn's book. I do mention it often. Whatever Arises, Love That. It's Matt, K-A-H-N. If you're not familiar with it, I invite you to consider purchasing it, because the concept of no matter what it is that shows up in our lives, All we're being asked to do is love it. By loving it, we detach from it with compassion. We don't attach to it with judgment. And that serves all of us. So something to think about. All right?
Matt Kahn.
Matt, M-A-T-T, Kahn, K-A-H-N. And the name of the book, I think it's his only book for now, although he's got another one that I think is coming out. Whatever Arises, Love That. I should ask him for royalties every time I promote his book
or something.
Anyway, it's a very good book. It's a lot of what I teach, but he has the book that he's written, and I really respect him and his gift. He's been awake all his life to his multidimensional connection, angelic realm, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I thank you much, Anne, for calling. Stay warm up there in New York. And hopefully we will connect again at some point in time. I wish you a wonderful rest of your evening.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Blessings. All righty then. We thank Anne for calling in from New York. And it's now 8 o'clock Eastern time, a little after, and we are going to bring our call and our show to completion. I want to thank all of my callers that joined us tonight for sharing some of your heart and space with us. We're very grateful. Can't have a show without you, so thanks so much for calling in. We will be back here again next Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Remember, if you call in at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time, you have a greater chance of being in the queue and having your questions responded to. We thank you for the opportunity to serve in this way. We do have a lot of fun when we do this, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. And for those of you that are listening to the recording, if what you hear on this show speaks to you and you would like to work with me one-on-one, go to my website at Eileen the Heart Healer. That's I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com/contact. And you can schedule a free strategy session with me. Or if you're ready to book your session, go to eileentheheartheeler.com/store and go ahead and pay for your session through PayPal. There are many different options of types of sessions that you can schedule with me. Everything from an Akashic Records reading for 15, 30, or 60 minutes to a medical intuitive reading to a personalized essential oil assessment or around the new moon, a personalized new moon clearing process where I assist you in languaging your intentions for the next lunar cycle. All right, so hang in there with the chaos that's going on. Remember to breathe into and out of your heart center as often as you can consciously do so. Because the more that you breathe into and out of your heart, the more you choose to be in this relationship with yourself from this way of being rather than solely from ego and mind and personality, the more you're in alignment with your soul's purpose for being here. And the easier it is to step forward into your life journey, the easier it is to manifest your heart's desires. Thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight. I am Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I'm going to wish you all a wonderful evening, a wonderful rest of your week, and may you find conscious heart connection to be a blessing upon you and those you love. Blessings of love and gratitude. Have a wonderful night.